USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Cities across Wisconsin are all now bracing for when the verdict comes in the high-profile double homicide trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. He's the 18-year-old charged with killing two men and wounding a third last year during protests over a police shooting in Kenosha. Closing arguments set for just hours from now with jury deliberations to follow. President Biden and his advisors and cabinet members have continued to tout the big infrastructure bill that the president will be signing at a Monday afternoon ceremony at the White House. But Republicans are pointing to the U.S. economy under Biden's leadership. Congresswoman Lisa McClain of Missouri on Fox News saying,
"And right now the Democrats have control of Congress, the Senate, and the White House. And look at in the short 10 months of which that has happened, inflation is up."
USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The death toll from the crowd surge at a Houston music festival is now at 10. 9-year-old Ezra Blount died Sunday after he had been on life support since last weekend with major organ damage. He'd fallen off his dad's shoulders when that crowd surge occurred. His father was injured, and the 9-year-old got trampled as well. The Biden administration says it believes vaccine mandates work. While on Fox News Sunday, the Surgeon General Vivek Murthy saying COVID-19 is the biggest threat the U.S. workforce has ever faced, and he wants employee questions answered when it comes to vaccines, but he said ultimately vaccine mandates are important because they work. United Airlines bringing back hard liquor starting Monday. The airline's in-flight beverage service had stopped altogether after the pandemic took hold, but in November of 2020, they reintroduced beer and wine sales, but again Monday sees the return of the proverbial airline bottles of hard liquor, and this is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
Remember to find more news at usaradio.com. Colorado's Governor Jared Polis is defending his decision to not impose statewide COVID-19 mandates, saying on CBS's Face the Nation that he can praise the efforts of Colorado universities and the ski industry for keeping students and vacationers safe. Mask mandates and vaccine requirements remain at the discretion, though, of independent businesses and localities, and the governor says he does encourage Colorado residents to get vaccinated, saying that for the immunized, it's no longer even a pandemic. Eternals remains the top movie in North America, the Marvel superhero picture earning $27.5 million in its second weekend in theaters. A deep discount dollar chain is setting quite the milestone. It's Dollar General that's celebrating the opening of its 18,000th store over the weekend. This newest store located in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Dollar General celebrated by donating $18,000 to a local elementary school, as well as giving customers gift cards and tote bags filled with various products. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Silly string, travel scope, knock off, cereal, ketchup, picture frame, flashlight, keychain, paddle ball.